This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I have Robin Wooden with me.
I'm here again.
You're here for the week. So what do we do? You've been all over the map, too. We had a memoir. We had a mystery. We had a piece of journalism. Where are we now?
All right. Well, we're really all over the map this time because we're going to Scotland with another charming actor. What I love to talk about today is Waypoints, My Scottish Journey by Sam Heughan and read by Sam Heughan.
I would hope to God it was read by Sam Heughan. So he wrote Clanlands.
He did.
I mean, he's a writer as well as an actor. That was a damn good book.
I don't remember Clanlands. I thought that was sort of an offshoot of the Outlander series because he and Graham McTavish are the co-authors of Clanlands. But,
yes.
You know, it is to a certain extent. That is what I would say Sam Heughan is known for to most American listeners, is in his role as Jamie in Outlander.
Yes, he is.
But this is an actual memoir, an actual journey along Scotland's famous West Highland Way, as well as his sort of metaphorical journey from his early acting career to this hugely successful place where he is with in Outlander.
So what prompted this journey on West Highland Way?
Well, I think he had a little time off and he sort of needed a break. And this is what he chose. It's kind of crazy. He admits that it is a crazy idea because he starts off in the end of October. So the weather is not ideal. He forgets to think about that.
Wait. Is he walking?
He is walking.
At the end of October.
With, you know, basically that's how he's going to get across Scotland. And, you know, it's such a funny start because he just decides he's going to do it. And so he goes to the outfitter's store, buys all the stuff, loads up his knapsack, which is so heavy he can barely move. And then he sets off. It's a challenge from the very beginning. Planned this out. He has his route that he's also interjects in every day as he's walking, parts of his life story and his career and how these things intersect with the challenges that he's finding along the trail.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. How's the accent?
Oh, lovely. So lovely. And he is charming, like Hugh Bonneville. He's self-deprecating. He's admitting the mistakes that he's making along the way. And it is there's a lot of internal dialogue. So it reminded me, like a stream of consciousness, it reminded me of Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights, but in the Scottish Highlands.
Got it. Well, let's hear a little bit.
All right. And this is just as he's deciding to start on his journey.
Okay, this is Waypoints, My Scottish Journey. It's written and read by Sam Heughan.
I've got to go. From my bed, I sit upright so forcefully that the duvet lifts and crumples at my feet. I've got to do this. Now. I'm not talking to anyone but myself here. In fact, I'm alone at home. I've only been back for a few days. After months away due to a bunch of filming commitments, as well as promotional work and business projects, I should be content with just lying still. In just the last 4 weeks, I've hurried through departure and arrival zones in airports from Mexico to LA, New York, and Chicago. Not that it's a chore, I love being busy. But by rights, I should be happy loafing around in my sweatpants doing absolutely nothing. Instead, thanks to jet lag and a little hangover from a date with my whiskey collection the night before, I can't stop my mind from roaming. I could just do it, I reason with myself, as I know the rational part of my mind needs to get on board with the plan. Couldn't I?
Oh, that is a lovely burr. Because honestly, with TV shows that are set in Scotland, most of the time I have subtitles because you can miss things so easily. But that is just gorgeous.
When he encounters other people and he's in conversation, you'll have to, you know, check with the print to get the subtitles.
Okay, that is Waypoints, My Scottish Journey, written and read by Sam Heughan. Thank you so much, Robin. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. I don't know how I'm going to end the week, but I'll find something good.
Okay. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Brilliance Publishing. The Survivalist by Kashana Cawley is a dark satire available on Audible now. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and then leave us a rating on Apple. It helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.